Welcome to Your Decisions Matter Extra, Decision News. In our normal episodes, you are asked to listen and make decisions about fictional stories involving anything from corporate espionage to alternate realities to aliens. However, on these extra episodes, I'll be letting you know about various real-life decisions that people are making in our world based around different topics. If you'd like to submit a story about yourself, someone you know, or something you've read, send me an email at yourdecisionsmatter@gmail.com. Today's subject does not come from any major or minor news headline. If you hadn't noticed, I've been absent for a while, so I decided I would give you all an update on me, the show, and what you can expect as far as releases. Back in March, when the entire world realized the prevalence and danger of COVID-19, my family had only been a month in on welcoming our newest addition. Not only that, but normal flu season was still going on, so we had already been staying home more often anyway. Then came the orders from our elected leaders to quarantine at home. We were already a little cramped and sleep-deprived before these had been put in place. But we followed the orders and cut off meeting with our families as much as possible and venturing out into the world once a week for a grocery run. That first month was really hard with the added anxiety of a pandemic, as well as a newborn who didn't like to sleep through the night. I remember feeling creatively and emotionally numb that month, which is why it took so long to put out episode 11. Another added stressor was that one of my jobs had shut down in-person meetings. This meant I had to figure out how to connect with my clients in other ways, such as Zoom meetings and YouTube instructional videos. This began to wear on my already low energy and creative juices, which meant that I was left with nothing for the show. For several weeks, I tried to stay on top of the weekly questions, but soon I just began to even lose the energy to put those together. Sometime in April, my wife pointed out to me that continuing to schedule my life around the press conferences during my only downtime each day was probably not the best thing for me. She actually encouraged me to play video games. I won the lottery with this one, folks. These days, I feel a bit more energy returning to me. I think soon I'll even be able to write creatively again. It just might take me a bit longer between episodes than it used to. I know I want to finish this season. I mean, I already have most of it mapped out anyway. I even have loose ideas for a third. I'm optimistic, but I don't want to make you any empty promises. This brings me to the last thing I want to talk about. Starting probably around June 3rd, I'll be beginning the process of migrating the show over to the Anchor platform. For a lot of you listening, that hopefully won't be an issue. Unfortunately, for some, it may impact how you listen to the show. This isn't an issue I've taken lightly. Podbean has been an excellent platform for this show, and I recommend it highly if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast. Unfortunately, at this time, it doesn't make sense for me to be paying to host the show here when I'm not able to put out episodes consistently each month and my family could use that monthly payment. I am so grateful for all of you deciders out there. Thank you for embarking on this crazy adventure with me through time and space. I truly hope you'll stay tuned into the show in some way. This has been a lot of fun when I'm not emotionally and mentally drained. Thank you for listening to Your Decisions Matter. All elements of Your Decisions Matter are written and produced by me, John Verdon. You can follow along on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook for updates on upcoming shows at Decisions Pod. If you like the show, then stop by any of those platforms. I'd love to hear from all of you deciders out there. You can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. But most importantly, invite a friend to listen to the show along with you. You can also show your support for the show by going to decisionspod.redbubble.com. You can find all sorts of merchandise with different designs inspired by the show. Remember, every time a purchase is made, a new decision is also being made with it. Thank you. And, as always, don't forget, your decisions matter.